They may not know everything about sports, but the view from their couch is pretty good. So kick back and enjoy a brew, because you know they already are. Here is Eric Dorsch.
They're crazy enough to let me be in charge.
Russ Ivanek.
8 out of 10 from the judges. 5 out of 10 from the German judge.
And Justin Marcus.
Our best defense has been long, hard, and yellow all year long.
This is Armchair Sports Talk.
Did you see the emotion on the faces of the Virginia players going to that pitch?
Up ahead, they've got Key. Say goodnight. And ducks it down. 8 points in front. Final seconds playing out. End of a fabulous tournament. Rebound into the hands of Hunter. Virginia with the all-time turnaround title. What a tournament. Never fails to deliver. And it's done it again from Minneapolis. Virginia is your national champions.
All right, welcome into Armchair Sports Talk. The opener says we may not know a lot about sports, and I got to say, this March Madness clearly indicates that, because if you listen to our previous show, all of us kind of were guessing that if this matchup happened, it was going to be very low scoring, very dull, just kind of a blah, not great national championship. Well, Russ, we were kind of wrong. This was high flying. This was fast paced. This was really good college basketball.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? I'm claiming partial credit because at least I got the matchup right.
Okay, you can have that. That's fine. That's fine. We'll give you that one.
It's worth something.
Now, on the other side, we were afraid to talk to him because he sold his soul to the devil, and the devil, like, totally went back on the deal. Justin Marcus, your Spartans didn't make the national championship, and the Red Wings didn't get a top three pick. So I'm going to ask from now on that you let us see the deals you make before you make them.
I can deal with that because, as everyone knows how my 2018 went, the start of 2019 has not been pleasing. So I've got some more crap to deal with.
It's not been comfortable. Not for anyone.
Mm-mm.
And then a little special guest today, because we're going to talk Masters, we're going to talk golf, we're going to have some fun, and we're going to play a little game when it comes to NBA basketball to see which person is more knowledgeable. We have Oklahoma Sooner football expert Aaron Fuchik.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're always so glad to have you. You know more about sports than Justin does, so we need to get it going a little bit better. Let's talk college basketball real quick. Let's wrap this one up. Like I said, this one was a little more high-flying, a little more fast-paced than we expected. I'm going to go out on a limb because you know me. I like players that are really probably not suited for the next level, but I really like this Kyle guy for Virginia. This guy is a very, very talented basketball player. Has no shot at the next level because he's a short little white dude, but no shot at the next level. But this game was actually pretty entertaining, Russ. I mean, from worst last year, a number one seed taken out by a 16, to coming back, going all the way through, and having to face a Texas Tech team that came out of nowhere and was just tearing through the tournament.
Oh, absolutely. And you want to start talking about making a deal with the devil on that turnaround. The last three games, they were trailing by at least 3 points with 17 seconds or fewer left. And they end up winning them all? Like, what kind of crazy-ass turnaround is this? And which one of them grabbed the monkey's paw? Because there's some kind of cursed nonsense going on here. Incredibly entertaining for us. I wish it wasn't a 9:20 start when we're going into overtime in the national championship.
Yeah,
that's a rough look. But no, guy really stood out, and maybe his most underrated quality is somehow getting phantom fouls called when he trips over his own teammate. I don't know.
Yeah, I will admit there were some calls given in that game that made you kind of do a double take. But it was an entertaining game all around. You got to give a lot to Texas Tech. This is a school that's not really known for basketball and just comes out of nowhere, takes down Michigan, takes down Michigan State, just works their way through the tournament. And every time, you almost were kind of ready to count them out. All right, you beat this team, but now you're going to fall. Nope, didn't fall. All right, you'll lose to the next team. That didn't happen either. It almost came to the point where it was like, is there really a team that's going to be able to stop these guys? And you would think Virginia was able to do it. They play really good defense, but Virginia needed extra time, Jay, to get through this game. Now, I know you're still a little sore from the state loss, just as Russ and I are sore from the Michigan loss. But once they kind of got there, were you kind of on the, all right, let's see Texas Tech win this thing? They already took out my team, so I want to see them get it.
Not even for a single second. Like, I no, there was not enough emotional distance between watching Mooney hit everything he threw up in the national championship game. So I was Virginia all the way. So, I mean, just, but like you were saying, like, that game surprised me. And, you know, emotionally removing myself from Texas Tech, it was entertaining. I mean, Virginia was able to get points off of offensive rebounds to get to an early start. And then their go-to move was driving the lane and kicking it back out beyond the arc and launching up a three, and that was the play that led to the game tying score to go to overtime. So I was entertained. I was shocked how many points Texas Tech allowed, but I was also happy that they lost. So in the end, I did get a little piece of victory.
Okay, I'm anything to make you happy, Jay. As long as you're happy, we're happy.
I appreciate that.
Before we move on from college basketball, because it's finally over, it's not that much left to talk about when it comes to it. There is one little thing to talk about if you're a U of M fan, and that's the fact that like 1/3 of our scoring is going to the NBA, and 2 out of 3 should not be going to the NBA. Charles Matthews, that's fine. You can go ahead. Yeah, you were not that important to us. You had a couple good games, but if anything, Russ, I think he regressed this year. He would have probably been in like a top 15 pick last year. I don't know how he can even think he has a chance of being that this year. But you have Brazingas going, and you have Poole going. Those were two young stars that we kind of were banking on having for a couple of years to build off of. So where does this leave the state of U of M basketball? I mean, we know Beilein. He brings talent out of everybody. He's a great recruiter. He gets some really good players. But I got to think this is going to be a real, you know, it's kind of, you know, shooting yourself in the leg here.
It leaves them on shaky footing, but I will say they've changed the draft rules. So as long as they don't get drafted, even if they hire an agent, they can still come back.
Yeah, that's true.
So only 2 rounds in the NBA draft. Guy like Jordan Poole, wouldn't be surprised to see if he goes undrafted, might be able to bring him back. It leaves them on uncertain footing for sure right now. It's not exactly a comfortable place to be considering, hey, we made back-to-back Sweet 16s. This could be fun to build on. Oh, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not quite out of the door just yet.
Now, see, for me, I think if you're putting those three out there, I think Poole is the one we got to assume isn't coming back. Brazdingas is a heck of a hustler, but I don't know that he showed enough in this tournament and in the back half of this year to really say, okay, you're kind of worth taking a pick. I think he's someone who needs to come back, spend another year or two under Beilein, really develop, because while he's a very good basketball player, he's more of a hustle guy. I don't know if all the skill sets fully developed. Poole, you know what he is. He's a shooter. The guy can knock it down from, you know, way outside. So there are teams that will pay a premium to get that. So I feel like Poole's the guy we almost have to accept isn't going to be back. Brazdingas is someone we could potentially see coming back after this year.
Yeah, you're not going to lose all three, I don't think.
No, it'd be very tough. I'd be fine losing Charles Matthews. If he doesn't want to come back, he doesn't have to. That's totally fine. Even if he doesn't get drafted, he can go somewhere.
That's all of them. Even if they don't get drafted, they don't have to come back still.
Yeah, exactly.
We could technically lose all three still.
That's very true. On the other side, though, Jay, from everything I'm hearing, Cassius Winston's coming back. Why? I have no clue. But he's coming back. Your Spartans could potentially be the number one team in the country start of next year.
Well, just like it's National Siblings Day today, it's all about family. And that's the motto of that class right there. So he's coming back home, buddy. And we'll run the table again next year.
My wife is giving you a very, very weird look right now, Jay.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. It's all about family.
It's all about winning.
Well, that's what we do, so that's okay.
I don't know about that.
I mean, we didn't win at all, obviously. But
true. All right, well, we just
I'm already sensing the animosity for this upcoming challenge. Oh, so the challenge, this will be neat.
That's why I wanted to get Aaron in here, because here comes the challenge. We just got done with brackets for college basketball, so it makes more sense. Why don't we just keep doing brackets? So we're done with college basketball. Let's go into NBA basketball. We're going to do an NBA bracket, and we're going to do an NHL bracket here. So leading off here, we're going to start with the NBA bracket. NBA playoffs aren't necessarily set in stone, but for as far as we're concerned, this is more than likely what we're going to see for the NBA playoffs. Shouldn't be too much of a shakeup. So we're going to go through the bracket, predict our, or give our projections for who's going to win where. But as we do it, I want to see who knows more NBA players on teams, Justin or Aaron. Now, I don't know about Justin because I don't live with Justin, but Aaron doesn't watch a lot of NBA basketball. There's a couple players who I think she could pick out of a lineup, but if you did a wall of 7 feet people, she probably couldn't tell you who's the, you know, the tax attorney and who's the starting center for the Kings. So,
who is your tax attorney?
Hey, you never know, dude.
Me.
Listen, have you not have you not seen the NCAA commercials where not everybody turns pro? Not everyone goes pro.
Yeah, it's like Spike Albrecht going to be a tax attorney, right? Not 7-footers.
Last time I checked, Greg Oden is not in the NBA anymore. So
no, but he's a student again. He's back in school.
And how do you know he's not going into tax law?
I don't. Fair point.
Lawyered. So here we go.
I don't know any of these people you just mentioned, by the way.
Oh, no. This is going to go great.
Aaron, you should win this then. All right. We're going to lead it off right here. Here we go. I will give the team. This will give Aaron and Justin a minute to stew. So I'm going to give the team. Russ, you give me who's winning, and then we'll see who knows the player. Okay?
Okay.
First one, we're going to start at the very bottom of the East. We have the Toronto Raptors and the Orlando Magic. This should be a good one because, Jay, this will show – you always talk about how I don't listen when you talk. This will show how much you listen. We've talked about Toronto multiple times
the
last 2 months. Because up until like a week ago, we were projected to have to play Toronto in the playoffs. So, Russ, Toronto, Orlando, where are you going?
Oh, so this is going to be fun describing it without saying player names because I can't give them any freebies. But I'm going Toronto. They've got a superstar player there. They also have another player who's in the top five in rebounds. This is a quality team, and they don't have to play the Pistons, who are the only team that seems to be able to beat them. Who's, you know, a middling, bottom of the playoffs type team? Should be a fairly quick one.
Okay. If Orlando gets out of this series, I will be astonished. Astonished,
oh, yeah.
astonished. This is one of those ones where it's just kind of a safe prediction. All right. Let's let Jay go first. Jay, can you give me a player from Toronto or Orlando?
All right. There's one on Toronto that I'm very certain plays for them, so I'm going to bypass that because I want to challenge myself.
Okay.
I want to say DeRozan. Is there a DeRozan that plays
for them? Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, for one.
You know why you don't say DeRozan, Jay? Because the guy you were very certain played for this team was traded for DeMar DeRozan. Aaron, who's that player? Come on. You know who it is.
He's in the State Farm commercials right now.
Kawhi Leonard?
Hey!
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. I wish I do. I have a ding, ding. Well, I'm going to play this one anyway. There's one.
Round one.
Oh, round one Jesus. Goes to Aaron.
Oh, man.
Jay got cocky, and Aaron was able to sweep in. Yes. Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard played for San Antonio.
Oh.
And
yeah.
So now DeMar DeRozan is off the table for San Antonio, but Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan were traded for each other.
God, I should have just gone James Harden.
Yeah. Aaron. Oh. All right, next one. Russ, straight to you. Now, Jay, we mentioned a player earlier, so you can't mention this guy again. We already talked about him, so I know you know him. For the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers, Russ, where are you going?
76ers in a wash. I don't got a lot of faith in the Nets, and that starting lineup with the Sixers is a little too scary to even give this a second thought.
All right, there's probably not going to be a lot of difference in opinion here. 76ers
no.
are a team that I personally think should be coming out of the East. They just have too much talent to not be coming out of the East in this year. Milwaukee's going to be tough because of you know who. I can't say his name.
Yeah, I know.
Can't
say his name. It's so much harder without saying
it. It is a lot. Well, yeah, but you and I know who we're talking about. So
yeah.
But the problem is, you know who has to go up against a few guys on the Sixers who are just as good. Mm-hmm. All right, so Toronto, Sixers coming out of the lower half of the East. We'll let Aaron go first here. Aaron, the Philadelphia 76ers, can you give me one player on the Philadelphia 76ers? She's stewing. It's in her head. She's stewing. What do you got for me?
I was going with Milwaukee, but I'll go with 76ers.
Well, we're not to Milwaukee yet.
Okay. How about he that should not be named?
No, Voldemort doesn't play for this team.
Oh, good try.
Now, this one's going to beat up Aaron because, Aaron, literally there's a guy on the cover of the NBA game we have for PlayStation 4 who plays for the Philadelphia 76ers.
I got this one.
Justin's got one. Jay, to tie it up, who you got?
You just told him the answer.
Joel Embiid.
Oh, he got one.
Joel Embiid. You also could have survived with Butler, Ben Simmons, J.J. Redick.
Oh, yeah.
Any of these names would have been acceptable to us. So,
I thought J.J. Redick played football.
Wow, this is going to go really bad. This is going to go really bad.
Oh, no. Do we have a tiebreaker?
Well, we've got plenty of things here for the tiebreaker. So it's
okay.
It's 1-1 right now. I'm going to put this down. J1, Aaron 1. And moving on, we have Boston and Indiana. This one's a little interesting, Jay or Russ, because there's actually they're close. Boston hasn't necessarily been a top tier team lately. If you had to pick, who are you going with, Boston or Indy?
I mean, really, this one's closer than any of the other ones we've talked about so far by a lot, and I end up giving it to Boston mostly because of home court advantage. I think they've got a lot of youth there that's going to help run. Indiana is a strong team that they're not going to name any of the players on because they're not a superstar type team, right? They're more of a team, whereas Boston has a few more flashy names. And I think, especially in the playoffs, when you have the best player on the court, that gives you a much bigger advantage. So I'll go with Boston.
Okay, I'm going on the other side. I'm going to take Indy. And this is my one because we're going to hear some names in a minute. One of the people for Indy, I think, is going to be the factor. I just think this guy's an amazing scorer on a team that's really they don't really have a lot of names, so he's got to be a big scorer. He's kind of Reggie Miller 2.0 for them without always shooting threes. But I think this one's going to be interesting. I think Boston, I just think the experiment failed. The few guys they acquired thinking that they were going to be the ones that were going to take LeBron out when he was in Cleveland and we're going to push Golden State, I just don't think it worked. I don't think it gelled the way they thought it was going to, and they're not in rebuild, but they've got to start looking at maybe this isn't the formula that's going to get them there. So Aaron stole the pen again. Aaron just keeps stealing my pen.
Technically, I brought it.
That's
so
fair. So we have a split here. But Jay,
Aaron went first last time.
Yep. Aaron went first. Jay just knows one and he wants it. Jay? Can you give us a player for Boston or Indy?
All right. So Boston's got a dude who just hit the hat trick of daughters, I think. His name is not Kevin, but I know his last name is Hayward. That's all I know.
I can't give you.
We talked about his injury when
it
happened.
Wait. What'd you say, Jay?
Gordon Hayward.
All right, wait. But now Jay couldn't get it earlier, so Aaron gets a rebuttal. If Aaron can name someone, I'll give them both a point. So hold on.
From the same team?
It can be from the same team or the other team. If you can pull off, because these are two teams I know we have watched. So if you can give me one, tell you what, give me someone from the same team because there's plenty of names to name on that team.
I feel like there's someone famous on the Boston team that he may not have mentioned.
Oh, come on. You know it. I can see the smile on your face. Just say it. Don't.
Kyrie Irving.
Hey.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to give you an extra point. Did you have someone for Indy?
I'm just going to go with a first name because first names are generally correct 25% of the time.
Okay, give me a first name.
Victor.
Yep. This one you knew because you were looking at me while I was talking about. The score is Victor Oladipo. I'm not giving you a point for that. but
half a point.
Partly because I also almost started saying Victor Oladipo. all right, so there you go. Last one for the East. If both of you
hold on. Now, who was your X factor from that you said we'd come back to?
Victor Oladipo.
It was Oladipo. Okay.
It was Oladipo. Victor Oladipo is just an insanely good scorer. If he wasn't in Indiana, I think you hear a lot more about him. It's just he's in Indiana. It's not a mainstream team right now. But yeah, Oladipo is the X factor there. If Kyrie, because it's going to be Kyrie and Oladipo going back and forth. So I think Oladipo is the X factor. I think he makes it hard on him. Last one. If one of you, because this is Detroit, so if you both can't name a player from Detroit, I swear I'm going to flip out on both of you. But real quick.
We'll have to cancel the segment, yeah, we'll segment altogether. Segment.
Real quick, Russ, I already know the answer, but I'll ask it anyway. Milwaukee, Detroit. Better question, can Detroit win a game in this series?
I think, I almost said a name. I think a certain big man on the Pistons, his gimpy knee will give out the rest of the way, just trying to guard who he's going to have to guard in this series. They'll be lucky if it goes five. Give me the Bucks.
Bucks, yeah, I'm with you, Bucks. It's going to be the Bucks. I agree. If this guy's knee holds up, they don't have a lot to rely on. But I will say I think they get a win early. I think the Pistons break through, get one win early, and it gives us all that hope, and then you know who is going to take over, and it's going to be over. All right. It's Aaron's first this time. Aaron, can you name one player on either Milwaukee or Detroit?
I'm going to go with number zero, the man I met.
You've met him, that's true.
Played basketball. Played a little basketball game with his girlfriend at DMB.
Okay.
Andre Drummond.
Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond it is. So, Aaron, if you take the pen one more time, we're going to take you out of this game.
he keeps throwing it back to me, so.
All right, Jay, can you give me a name to get a tie point? Because right now Aaron's got three to your two.
Oh, yeah. I have one I want to guess, but I probably have the first name wrong. So I'll just go with Blake Griffin. But I also want to say, I think, Henry Ellison.
Henry Ellison is another one. That's very good, Jay.
And do you know where Blake Griffin played basketball in college?
Home Depot.
Oklahoma.
I was close.
He had a twin brother. I don't know if they were twins or one's older than the other, but they were the Griffin brothers in Oklahoma. Now, either one of you gets it, you get the last point for the East. Can anyone name the guy we're referring to on Milwaukee? I'll take his nickname.
The big guy.
On Milwaukee.
Tell you what, I'll give you his name. If you can tell me what his nickname is, I'll give you the point. His name, because I can't even say it all the way, is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, the Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak. The Greek Freak is the factor that's going to kill everyone, because Blake Griffin's going to break his knee trying to guard this guy.
So easy.
Guy's arguably the best player in the league right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo, a.k.a. the Greek Freak.
Griffin's knee got injured 2 weeks ago thinking about having to guard him.
Exactly. Milwaukee, Boston, or Indy, depending on who you're with. 76ers, Toronto. This side is going to be very dangerous because I guarantee you Aaron and Jay maybe get one to three. 1 to 3 is my guess here. I don't think they're going to get very many. Start at the bottom, work our way up. San Antonio Spurs, Denver Nuggets, Russ.
Oh, God.
I'm going with Denver, but this is a series that I really don't have a lot of interest in.
Yeah.
Denver's another one of those. They're a good team. I mean, San Antonio typically is a good team. They have a certain guy that we've learned Jay thinks still plays for Toronto, but I don't think that'll be enough. So I'll take Denver.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. There's a reason they're a 2 seed. Unfortunately, San Antonio doesn't have Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, or Tim Duncan anymore, so... Well, don't guess any of those, yeah. But they don't really have those pieces that made them the dominant West Coast team they were. So I'm with you on this one. This one's Denver. Pretty easy. New side, new order. Aaron, you're going to go first here. Can you give me someone from Denver or San Antonio? Judging by that face, I'm going to say no.
I can't.
Aaron can't. Aaron doesn't got anything for us. Jay. Can you give me someone from Denver or San Antonio?
San Antonio. Dude, I'm going to go with Steve Buscemi.
That's a no. It was a good try.
You sure? Can I check the roster? Just to be
it was.
Sure?
It was a good try, but that didn't
know. Is Popovich still the coach for the Spurs?
Pop is still the coach. Okay, there's.
Give him a half.
That does not count.
No points there. To be fair, though, I couldn't even give you a guy. I really couldn't.
Is Melo playing for the Nuggets?
No, Melo doesn't play basketball anymore. The only one I can think of, I can only think of his last name, it's Nikovic. He plays for Denver. Other than that, these are two teams that don't really have anybody to write home about. So, no points given there. Jay is currently in the lead 4-3. So, Aaron, you need to step it up in this next one. There's many names you guys should be able to get in this next one.
Oh, boy.
Houston, Oklahoma City. Houston, Oklahoma City. Russ, I don't know why, but I have a feeling we're going to differ on our opinion of this one. So, who are you going with for Houston, Oklahoma City?
I am going to go with Houston. I just think a certain man of a certain facial hair persuasion is going to be a little bit too much for him. OKC turns into a one-man show in the playoffs, and that ISO ball, look, typically it doesn't work in the NBA, but if it's, I guess if it's going to work, it might be against Houston, who can do it even better with the two guards that they have. It's going to be a great grudge match with two former teammates going against each other, though, and that's probably the most intriguing first-round matchup for me.
Yeah, okay, I was wrong. We're not going to differ at all on this one. I go. I'm with you.
I can't in good conscience take a certain player from OKC to win. Yeah,
Mr. Triple-Double could never win a game in the playoffs, and I'd be very happy. Very happy.
Very much so, agreed.
I'm with you. All right, Aaron went first last time. Jay's turn this time. Jay, can you give me someone, and I'm going to make this a little tougher. He who shall not be named due to facial hair cannot be the name you give me.
That's fine. Little Dicky has a song about this guy, and I only know his name from that probably, but Russell Westbrook.
Fantastic.
Didn't Eric just say, give me a player from Houston's team? You name Russell Westbrook, who plays for Oklahoma City.
That's what just happened.
Was it supposed to be team specific, or I thought we were going for both rosters?
We'll give it to him. He gets that one. I know Aaron's a little upset because I think Russell Westbrook was her.
It was.
It was her go-to, but
because that's the only one I remember from Oklahoma City.
Okay, all right. The other one would be Paul George. Paul George is another one you could take.
Kind of a decent
player. He's pretty good. He's averaging like 20-something points a game.
Good for him.
All right, Aaron, you are falling behind. It's 5-3. You need a point to stay with him. Can you give me a name from either the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Houston Rockets?
Chris Paul.
That girl. That a girl.
I should get 2 points because I followed directions.
Aaron, if you're not shooting, you're not trying, all right? So I'm trying over here.
That's fair. All right. Moving on. We got Denver. We got Houston. Next up, the 4-5 matchup, Portland, Utah. Russ, this is a tough one, I know. Portland, Utah, where are you going?
I'm going with Utah. I think the lead guard in Portland, that I can't say his name, I don't think he gets enough press for how good he is and how much he's dragging that team around. But when you've got the number 5 guy in points per game and the number 4 guy in blocks and rebounds on Utah, and it's not the same guy, that's going to be a little too much to overcome for Portland. So I'll take Utah. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 7.
But I will say the guy who will not be named in Portland, there are quite a few great names in the West. I would put him, when you're talking about guards, as maybe number 2 behind that guy from Golden State.
This is so tough.
Well, but once you say the place, you know what I'm talking about. I know what you're talking about. Just because of the circumstances. Russell Westbrook has a lot of help. In Oklahoma City.
Volume.
Portland, not a lot of help, and he's still doing what he's doing. So, yep. I'm with you. I think it's Utah. I think this is one that goes 6 or 7, and I think we're going to see a great show. Absolutely a great show, but I think when it's all said and done, unfortunately, Utah takes this one. Aaron, you're up. Can you give me one person from either Portland or Utah? Either one. We're not going to get upset if you do one or the other. So, can you give me one?
Seth Curry.
That's a very good one, and I have to double check that because I have no idea. I do
believe that's Steph's brother, right?
Yeah, I do believe Seth.
The other
Curry,
one.
The other Curry.
The other one.
He's got family.
He's got family.
Yeah, he does play for Portland.
Well, he actually looks somewhat similar.
Unfortunately, she got it right.
Unfortunately,
Seth Curry.
Do I get an extra point if I can name someone from the other team?
If you can name someone,
it's
from
someone
the other
who
team.
I really don't like, though. He was really dirty in college basketball. Maybe he doesn't play for them anymore.
Okay, good.
Grayson Allen.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus! I'm gonna get dummied. This is not good.
What in the hell?
I may have given her a premature one because I'm pretty sure he's on the D League now. But we're gonna give it to him because he was drafted by him.
Eric, don't give your wife
a
premature one.
I don't know.
Yep. Grayson
Allen.
Don't give
your wife a premature one.
I didn't know if he was still on the team or not. But like I said, I do not like the guy. He plays very dirty. I don't know why someone would pick him up. He's a good player, not great, but the way he plays is just wrong.
He's a Blue Devil, okay? It comes with
exactly.
Air of pretentiousness.
He's a devil?
He went to Duke.
He's a devil.
Okay.
He's a white devil.
He's a white devil. All right, well, with that, because we gave her the extra point, it's 5-5. Jay, you need to come up with something here because we're going into the last one, and there's a couple names I'm going to make exempt when we go into this last one because there's a couple that are just too easy. So,
all right, so you guys gave me a second to think.
Did we give you a second to think, or did we give you a second to Google search?
No, I mean, you don't want to be able to ask my dog who's sitting next to me, but I'm not on my computer.
Okay.
I'm stuck on the first name again, but I'm pretty sure there's a dude that just got drafted. His nickname is like the Spider or something like that, and his last name is Mitchell. Is it
okay.
Devin Mitchell?
Okay.
For
guess,
Utah, right?
Yep, you got the last name right. I'll give you one more guess on the first name. You're right on the
it's
letter.
Not Devin.
Nope, you're right on the letter.
Devon Mitchell?
You know what?
Oh, so close.
I'm going to give it to him. It's Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan
Mitchell.
Ah.
Donovan
Who
Mitchell.
Who is the number 5 player in points per game this year?
And he is the player that's going to make it very, very hard for. By the way, the fact that neither of you guessed this name is astonishing to me. The guy that no one guessed, and I'm really shocked, is no one guessed Damian Lillard.
Right. Proving my point that people don't talk about
him
enough.
The point guard.
I have no idea who that is.
The point guard he was in a lot of the State Farm commercials, too, with Chris Paul. But Damian Lillard is, in my opinion, the second best point guard in the Western Conference. Because he plays in Portland, no one hears about him, but he's an amazing player. So, all right. So, I feel bad. I kind of want this to be tied going into the last one. Jay is up by one as he got Donovan Mitchell. So, last one. Russ, let's just get it out of the way. Golden State wins?
Well, yeah.
Okay, that was fast.
I don't got to waste breath on this.
Golden State wins. The last two teams, Golden State, LA Clippers. I believe Jay is up first. Jay, you cannot say Steph Curry.
Okay.
You cannot say Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Well, there's one more.
Well, there's one that he's going to get automatically because if he doesn't
get
it. No,
make him exempt. Make him exempt. Please.
Okay, you can't say Draymond Green.
Thank you.
Draymond Green, well, Aaron's giving me a word. Draymond Green went to Michigan State, and if Jay didn't know that one, I was going to eat him alive. So so there's a couple, but there's still a couple names, and I don't know anybody on the Clippers, but there's potentially someone on the Clippers. There's at least two names for, three names, actually, I would say, for Golden State that both of you should be able to get.
Yeah.
So, Jay, you're up first. Can you give me a name from Golden State or the Clippers? Knowing that if you give me a Clipper, I have to Google search.
I have the roster up. So
all right,
we are ready.
All right, Russ can let us know if you got it.
Something. All right, so I'm working off of, like, memes and advertisements. But the dude that blew in LeBron's face, Lance Stevenson, does he play for the Golden State?
No.
No.
He actually plays with LeBron now.
That's why that meme is ironic, because he's blowing in his face and other teammates again.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
This has been a painful journey. Hey,
you tried. Aaron, I think Aaron needs this to tie. Can you give me one person from either team?
Be completely honest, I don't know anyone from the Clippers.
No one does.
I don't think they have anyone famous.
They used to. They used to have Blake Griffin. They used to have Chris Paul. They used to have, oh my God, what's his name? The big DeAndre Jordan. They used to have some real good players. But they're so bad, their head coach even traded away his own son. So Doc Rivers doesn't even know who's on his team, to be honest.
Tell me how Easter's going to go.
Oh, God. Okay. Can you give me one name? So we're going with Golden State. Can you give me one name from Golden State to tie this puppy up?
Someone who needs a major makeover, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
Klay Thompson.
Oh, my good sweet God.
Klay?
He needs to get some sun, and that stuff on his face needs to go. I think he wears a chain also. Not a fan.
Possible. It's tied. I'm impressed, though. 6-6. 6-6. Okay. We got a this is tough. We need a tiebreaker.
I warned you.
Yeah, no. But I think we can ooh, I got it. All right. Neither of them are going to get this, but I'm going to make them do it anyway. Can either of you name the guy who officially announced his retirement last night after 21 years in the NBA?
Ooh. He plays for the Mavericks. Right?
Yep.
He's white and tall. His name is let's start with Greg.
Oh.
That's not
right. Not Greg. I just watched a video on him too. Dirk Nowitzki.
Ah, I knew someone would get
to
it.
Slow player.
I thought we were still taking turns.
Oh, God. Back to the rules again.
That's what we've been doing this whole time.
That's fair. Jay, your point is pending. I got to come up with a question for Aaron because you technically did guess twice.
Well, there is another player retiring.
There is? I know that one.
Another famous player retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Even I got to search on this one. Give me a second.
Oh, he played with my favorite basketball player.
Justin, you don't like basketball. That's not fair.
LeBron
don't make fun of Chris Bosh.
To South Beach to play with this
player. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
She'll never get that one. She doesn't, like I said, she doesn't follow basketball. There's got to be, I don't know if there's one she could get. I think I have to declare Jay the winner here.
Oh, you got to give her a chance.
I know. I got to give her a chance.
What is the name of the Chicago Bulls mascot?
No, that's not fair.
The Bull is a G.
I don't even know the name of the...
You gotta watch Benny the Bull clips, man.
You know Benny the Bull, but you still thought DeMar DeRozan played on Toronto.
I got it. Because this is a 50-50 she can get this. We're gonna go back to Duke. A lot has been talked about Zion Williamson. He's a great basketball player. Can you name the other top five pick projected to play for Duke?
Yeah, it was R.J. Barrett. Wow, I didn't think she'd get that.
Oh, damn it.
That he didn't declare that he's going to go to the NBA draft.
Oh, that backfired so badly.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew that.
And then the rest of the episode was us doing tiebreakers.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, well, we're going to call it a tie. We'll come up with another one. We'll definitely work out something, but for right now, when it comes to NBA trivia, you're both terrible, and you tie. Okay?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Aaron, go watch some Benny the Bull clips.
I'll go take that first place trophy.
It's fair.
Justin, we can share it. I'll get it 99.9% of the time. You'll get that 0.1%.
I think that is more than fair custody rights, as long as we can watch Benny the Bull clips together.
Okay.
Let me talk to my lawyer.
This one could backfire very big because we're going to potentially be talking about him in about 20 minutes when we talk golf. I know I've told her this. Jay, you'll never get this, but I'm going to try it anyway. Tony Finau is a favorite to win the Masters this year. He's pretty notorious for last year making a hole-in-one, running down the middle, and then dislocating his ankle while celebrating.
And then putting it back.
I remember that.
Then he went on to somehow finish in the top 10 in the Masters that year with a dislocated ankle. He has a famous professional basketball player for a cousin who actually plays for Chicago. Can either of you tell me who it is?
Sweet Jesus.
And tell you what, Russ, I'll let you take the tiebreaker. I'll let you pick who wins if you can tell me who it is.
I cannot.
this is not going to work.
I remember seeing a picture of him because you showed me because I didn't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And then remembering they don't look anything alike.
They do look alike.
Dwight Howard.
Is Dwight Howard even in the NBA anymore? All right, you guys tied. It's Jabari Parker, but you guys tied.
Yeah, that guy.
We're leaving it at that. Real quick to get through it, Justin, you had to guess, so now we'll let you finish off the bracket. Golden State, Utah. Who are you taking?
Golden State, you guys know the stats. They're always at the end of it. Just Golden State, chalk it all the way up to the end.
Okay, Houston, Denver.
Oh, God. I don't remember the people I guessed on there. Houston, just because of the beard.
All right. Russ, you're the other side. Milwaukee, you said Boston. Milwaukee, Boston.
I'm taking Milwaukee.
Okay. And the other one, Sixers, Toronto.
I'm taking the Sixers.
All right. And I will finish this puppy off. It is going to be 76ers, Golden State in the championship. Sadly, I think Golden State's going to get another ring just because they're that hard to beat. They're just too talented of a team. It's going to be tough. So we're going to take Golden State to win it all, but I think the Sixers are their toughest opponent they'll have to face. I think there's just too much complete talent on that team. If Curry, Thompson, Durant, Draymond, and DeMarcus Cousins can't all put it together, they could have a real hard time. So that's going to do it for that. One of the craziest segments we've ever done in our lives.
I'm sorry, did you really just throw that paper behind
you? I did.
You?
I can't look at your tie anymore. It's driving me crazy. There's no way we can break this tie because I don't think she could name more than four people in the NHL. So
I got an idea for a tiebreaker.
All right. Russ is going to come up with a tiebreaker.
First one to answer.
Okay.
Famous former Piston and Chicago Bull, because apparently we want to talk about the Bulls so damn much.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman, the tattooed wonder. Once upon a time dated a famous celebrity who only goes by a single name. Who was she?
Oh, my God.
Is she older?
She's old enough to have dated Dennis Rodman, and it was age-appropriate-ish.
Let me, since I'm not in this.
How many one-name celebrities are
there?
No, not Cher.
Madonna.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, God.
I was in the right genre.
I'm not gonna lie.
The right sex, so I mean, that's two for two right there.
I'm not gonna lie. All I could think was Carmen Electra, so I was.
That's all I was thinking about. And her in like a white.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like Carmen Electra didn't go by like Electra. It was Carmen Electra, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I was replaying Flirty Girl Fitness DVDs in my head just then.
Oh no, I distracted him.
All right. Well, it's official, Jay. You lost. Aaron is officially the. She's the winner of knowing as much as you can about NBA basketball while never watching an NBA basketball game. Proud of her.
Congratulations.
So good. Okay.
I'm just glad we didn't get a tie.
I know. We had to get that tie. All right. We are going to take a quick break, play a little promo. When we come back, we're going to do NHL hockey, do our bracket prediction, do some Masters. It's coming back right after this on Armchair Sports Talk.
Hi, this is Jason Pinkham from Pucking Around and Spinning the Wheels on Sports Radio Detroit. Check us out every Sunday over on the SRD Hockey feed on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. That's SRD Hockey in your search bar. New episodes every week.
This is Armchair Sports Talk.
Looking back at it now, I should have made this the tiebreaker. Jay, Aaron, can either of you tell me the name of this song? Not the band, what the name of the song is? I'll let it go for
Dr. Feelgood. Dr. Feelgood.
We should have had it for Paul.
Okay, but who saw them in concert?
Oh, Aaron did.
You can't see, but I have my arm raised.
I'm watching them on YouTube right now.
I went and saw them in Oklahoma at the BOK Center. It was actually Kiss and Motley Crue. It was a pretty awesome concert. Not gonna lie.
Damn. Very cool. Very cool. I really thought Aaron would jump all over that one. I really thought she would jump all over that one the second I did it. So, all right, on to NHL. This is going to go pretty quick because I'm pretty sure we're all going to have pretty similar opinions, but we'll do it anyway. Aaron, you played fantasy hockey this year. You didn't do too bad. You're the person who's making strides to change our league because our commissioner, Justin, refuses to change, so we're going to make some changes.
There's so many flaws in that fantasy league. I mean, I only brought up what? Two or three, but I could go on and on. There's so many flaws, but anyways, I guess we'll get to that whenever summer comes.
We'll get to it, but because you played, you have to give predictions now. You are officially a member of the Understanding of Hockey. GM made the playoffs. We're going to make you make predictions. Leading it off, Jay, I'm going to start at the bottom, work our way up. Islanders, Penguins. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Islanders over Pittsburgh. Hands down. Islanders are going to win that between the pipes. They've got their two best goaltenders for, I forget what the trophy's called, but between Greif and Russ, help me, who's the other goalie for them?
Leonard.
Thank you. Between the two of them, they're going to win between the pipes for Islanders. I got Islanders over Pitt in seven games.
Okay. Aaron?
I'm going to say the Penguins just because I don't like Justin right now.
Okay.
Hey,
These are valid analytical reasons to make these decisions. This is called a gut feeling, people. Russ, Islanders, Penguins, where are you going?
It hurts me to do, but I got to take the Penguins. Counterpoint to Justin correctly pointing out that the Islanders have gotten tremendous goaltending. Barry Trotz has to go against the Penguins in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's true. He doesn't necessarily have an amazing track record there. Jay, you're on an island today, buddy. There's a reason Phil Kessel has been the mascot of my team for the last 3 years. Fat boy Phil Kessel, love him. Absolutely. I'm going Penguins. Consensus rules, Penguins move on to the next round.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, there we go. Next up, the defending Stanley Cup champions, Washington Capitals, are going to take on the Carolina Hurricane, who I'm still a little disappointed they're giving up on this whole celebrating after games. I think they should have kept doing it. That, to me, you would have been my choice to win it all if you had just kept doing that, because I would want to see you keep doing that. And please, I want to know the creative celebration you can come up for if you win a Stanley Cup, because God knows you cannot top Alexander Ovechkin just getting trashed in the middle of a fountain every day of the week for an entire summer.
Oh, they try.
Oh, just great. We're not going to be fucking suck this year. Best line I've ever heard at a Stanley Cup parade. I still have it in there somewhere, and I'll have to find it for the next show. Aaron's looking at me weird. No, he literally, standing up on the podium, looked at his fans and said, and the one last thing we said before this year, we're not going to be fucking suck this year. We're the Stanley Cup champions.
Oh!
Yes! Yep. Alexander Ovechkin, my spirit animal.
You did a pretty good job with that quote, too. That was pretty much verbatim.
It wasn't English, and I made it work as best I could. So, Aaron, you're skeptical. You're looking. The Capitals moving on. Carolina Hurricanes going to upset them.
I'll go with the Capitals. Why not?
Capitals all the way. Jay, Caps, Hurricanes.
I would love to sit down with any of the three writers from NHL. I think it was the radio personalities for NHL. Yeah. Who picked Carolina over the Caps? I honestly don't have a single good reason why Carolina should even win a game in this series, and I'm taking the Caps in four with a lot of confidence.
Okay. Russ, real quick, you probably don't have the stat in front of you, but maybe you have the memory of it. When's the last time a defending team lost in the first round?
Oh, I don't know offhand, but it happens more often than you think.
More often than you think. All right. Caps, Hurricanes.
I'm taking the Caps. I see, unlike Justin, I actually see the argument for Carolina because they are the shot share kings right now. And Petr Mrazek is finally coming around and boasting like a .930 save percentage over the last month or so. So they actually are coming in hot and they're absolutely dominating in terms of shots for and shots against. But that's kind of the game the Capitals play. They are not a big shot share team. they're an efficiency team. And do I trust that Mrazek is going to keep doing what he's doing? Well, as a Wings fan, no.
No, no. But the immediate answer to that question is no.
Yeah.
Straight sweep, Caps are going to, you know, get through this one. I like Carolina. It would have been fun to see, but Capitals are just the better team, in my opinion. Moving on, quick disclaimer. Justin, you have to watch what you say in this next matchup, because if you say anything wrong, you're going to get suspended again. Okay?
Good luck. I'm screwed.
Boston against Toronto. Now, this to me is the no-win situation matchup, because I'd really rather both these teams just lost. But unfortunately, that can't happen. So, Russ, we'll let you go first here. Boston, Toronto, who gets through?
I am taking Toronto in the second annual Boston-Toronto first-round matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because, hey, it went to seven last year, and two very big things are different for now. Johnny T is in Toronto.
Yep.
There's a big difference. And hopefully Nazem Kadri doesn't go and get himself suspended for a stupid hit again. So it's Boston's top line absolutely ran roughshod over Toronto. Now Toronto can actually dedicate a line to them and not have Austin Matthews trying to play defense. And that's a huge advantage. It'll still be a very interesting, maybe the most interesting matchup in the first round, but I'm going to give the slight edge to Toronto.
All right, Toronto got one. Aaron, Toronto, Boston. You had a couple Bruins this year on the team.
I know. I liked Boston this year. I'm going to go with Boston for that matter.
Going with Boston, okay. All right, Jay, watch what you say. Boston, Toronto.
Well, Aaron might want to reverse her decision so we're not on the same page together. But
I can handle it for today.
Pasta, Bergeron, Marchand. 260 combined points on the year. Boston has the best top six forwards in the playoffs next to Tampa Bay. They have Achari and Krejci on the bottom six who are willingly ready to drop the mitts and fight anybody. Boston leads the league in all fighting majors of the season, and they have the best goalie tandem in the playoffs between Rask and Halak. The Boston Bruins are going to beat Toronto handily.
Did you just claim fighting majors as a contributing factor to winning in 2019?
Dude, they got 26 of them. They lead the league in all fighting majors. They have actual grit, unlike that mascot out of Philadelphia.
Like record-setting Tampa Bay, how many do they have, you think?
Second lowest in the league. They have 12.
Yep. Funny thing about that.
Hey, you know what? If it takes a fight to get all the energy going in TD Garden, and then Pasta comes out or Marchand's going to start scoring shorthanded goals all the time, dude, Boston is going to be a force. And I don't know why people aren't on my side, but that's okay. I'll be another island of one over here.
All right, what are we going to see more of this year? What are we going to see more of this year? Marchand actually scoring goals, or clips of Marchand from last year annoying the hell out of everybody, like licking them like he did last year?
I hope it's the goals.
Yeah, I really do too. Russ, unfortunately, you're the island this time.
That's fine.
That is fine. Because if I have to pick between the two evils, I would rather the team that has our former coach, one of a legend that played here for years, I'd rather see them go down for abandoning ship. So I'm going to go with Boston. I do like some of their players. Brad Marchand, him going down in the first game would not upset me in the least. I think he's a horrible, horrible player, but oh well, is what it is. So I'm going to pencil it in. It is what it is. Boston moving on. This one's going to be hard to do because if Steve Yzerman doesn't come back here, I'm just going to go insane. I will be the living manifestation of the Joker if he does not come back. We've got Tampa Bay and Columbus. Aaron, Tampa Bay, Columbus. This one should be pretty easy, but
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, that was pretty simple. Pretty easy across the board. Russ, Tampa Bay or Columbus?
I'm taking Tampa Bay, but I do feel bad for Columbus. They at the trade deadline basically turned into Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk. Sold their last cow to get these magic beans, and hey, it paid off. They made it to the promised land. But as soon as they got up the beanstalk, they ran into that giant, and he squashed him like it should have gone in that fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Columbus. You tried. You did good.
You tried.
But this is a juggernaut.
Yeah, that's true. Jay, going to round it out here, or are you going to go with Columbus?
I I want to just give a slight bump to Columbus just because I think they're going to put up more than a fight than most people realize. I think everyone sees, you know, your regular season champion of Tampa Bay and call it an easy pick, but they've been gearing up a little bit. I am going to pick Tampa, but I think the Jackets might get a win. But you know, it'll be a nice quick series for Tampa.
Okay, that's fair. I'm picking Tampa too. Like Russ said, you're running into a juggernaut here. You know, they were real winners at the trade deadline. Columbus was, but unfortunately, it doesn't make much of a difference when you're going up against a team that's as stacked as they are. all right, moving over to the other side real quick. We've got Calgary and we've got the Colorado Avalanche. Jay, we'll let you go first here. Calgary or Colorado?
There is way too much skill and depth for the Calgary Flames. The Avs are also missing Mikko Rantanen, I believe, for the first couple games. And, you know, just what they've got also with the goalie tandem where it's balanced, that if one dude's hot, the other guy can jump in between Smith and Riddick. So, Johnny Hockey, Calgary Flames advance.
All right, sounds good. Aaron, Calgary, Colorado.
Calgary. I had a few guys that played very well.
She's just going off that performance. That's nothing wrong with that. Russ, Calgary, Colorado.
Calgary. Colorado does not have the depth to compete in playoff hockey. Maybe one day. Maybe with that number 4 overall pick that they got. Thanks, Ottawa.
I'm with you, Calgary. There's a lot of skill on that team. Johnny Hockey's really fun to watch. All right, next one. This one to me I'm putting as – let's see if Justin can really stick to his morals or not. The San Jose Sharks or the Vegas Knights? We know you don't like the colors. We know you don't like the team. They're the better of the two teams, Jay. So we'll let you go last. Aaron, Sharks or Knights?
I'm going to go with Sharks.
Sharks. Good
Once
call.
Again, I had several people from their team. They mm-hmm. played very well majority of the season. Couple seasons they took a dive, but I think the team overall performed pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good for the year.
I'm with it. Anytime you got Erik Karlsson, Brett Burns, you've already got more than you need to be successful. So I'm going to go with San Jose as well. Plus, they've just got some really good-looking jerseys. I really like how they look. Great color scheme.
Rubbing that in.
Fantastic color scheme. Russ, what about you?
I am going to take the Sharks. I think if you discount goaltending, this is the second most talented roster in the league. So it's kind of a matter of when does their goaltending screw them out of the playoff,
mm-hmm.
Considering Martin Jones has the second worst goal save above average mark in the entire league. But they just got too much, and Marc-Andre Fleury is just coming back from injury. Can't guarantee that Flower's going to be what Flower is, and if Malcolm Subban has to be their goalie – well, then we're talking about two bad goalies. So I'll give it to the Sharks.
Okay. Justin, we're all waiting on pins and needles to hear why San Jose won't move on.
Teal is not a real color.
On brand.
That is the only note I wrote down for this matchup. It is not a real color. And the Sharks are not a real cup contending team. I saw multiple brackets today on Twitter of people picking SJF going all the way to the Stanley Cup championship game, and it blows my damn mind. And Vegas better show up. And this is a spite pick. That's fine. But I think when it came down to the trade deadline, Gustav Nyquist or Stone takes the advantage there, and I swear to God, I hope he is the thing that tilts Vegas over and gets rid of a nonsense color scheme of the San Jose Sharks. It is not. I'm getting t-shirts. It is not a real color.
I'm just going to let you know. It is a color. It's a medium blue-green color, similar to cayenne.
Right. Cayenne.
Oh, wait. Hold on. No. Wrong word. Anyways, it's a medium blue-green color, and it's on the color wheel. So, obviously, it is a color.
All right.
I'm getting a picture of Clint Eastwood's face, and all it's going to say is teal is not a real color, and it's going to be my new favorite t-shirt.
It's fine. Go for it. All right. Well, unfortunately, Jay, in doing this bracket, it's a group consensus. You fall out on this one. San Jose advances to the next round, but your voice was heard, and it was completely passed over. So it's okay. But we will let you lead off this next one. Nashville Predators, Dallas Stars. Who you taking?
Oh, God. See, this is the one I had a lot of trouble on. They have similar goals against per game, goals for a game, similar PK percentages. I have a really hard time picking between the two of them. I don't have a lot of stock in Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn, you know, putting the team on their collective backs and winning. I've got to go Nashville just because they've been there recently. I am a big fan of Subban, a big fan of Pekka Rene. I just think you get that game in Nashville, you're no one's ever winning in that playoff atmosphere. So I'll take Nashville as a slight edge over Dallas.
Okay. Okay, I like it. Aaron, Nashville, Dallas, where are you
Definitely
going?
Nashville.
Definitely Nashville?
Definitely Nashville.
You're a Subban fan, I can tell.
Go Predators.
Go Predators. I'm going with Preds as well, so they'll get through, but just to see if it's a group sweep. Ross, you going with Preds, you going with Stars?
I'm reluctantly taking Nashville. I did share Jay's apprehension here in taking them because, hey, Ben Bishop is the hottest goalie in hockey right now. He has the best goal save above average. But you've got Seguin, Ben, and Radulov. And when they're together, they're one of the top lines. And Dallas doesn't really have any depth scoring otherwise.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a blue line like Nashville does, they can go and neutralize that one line to where the depth in Nashville can at least, you know, wins in 2-1 games. This one is ripe for an upset, and if it ends up being a lot of penalties called, that anemic Nashville power play could be their undoing, but I guess I'll cast my lot with the Predators for now.
Okay, so Preds make the sweep, move on to the next round. Our last pairing for the first round, I think we all know where I'm going because I've whooped everybody's butt with this team a million times on NHL, so I'm going to go with that gut feeling. By the way, because he's not here to help defend me, shout out to Dio Poliro, my partner in crime when it comes to this game. I'm going with the Winnipeg Jets over the St. Louis Blues. I like Winnipeg. They're an entertaining team. I just think this is a team that could definitely do it. I don't know about going all the way, but I think they'll make a little bit of dent in this bracket. So I'm going with Winnipeg. Aaron, Winnipeg, St. Louis.
I don't know too much about those teams. They both, when I put people on my team from their roster, both sucked.
Okay. Aaron has no opinion in this matter.
Not pick a team.
No, choose to not pick. That's also an option, apparently. Jay, what about you? Winnipeg, Blues.
The biggest, and I'm not trying to be like, you know, swinging far into the scales. Winnipeg's a decent team, but out of all the teams that made the playoffs, the one team I do not believe in is the Winnipeg Jets.
Ooh.
They have the third worst goals against per game next to the Sharks and Leafs, and it's a liability and a product of their defense. They've got Big Buff and they got Morosi on defense, but that team, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's their color scheme or if it's the stupid whiteout they do in the arena, but just their goals against average, their lack of depth on defense, like name someone else other than Big Buff that plays D for them. I don't have a faith at all in the Jets. Bennington is going to hopefully continue to be a stud for the Blues. I'm taking St. Louis.
Okay. Russ, Aaron chose not to choose, so you're the tiebreaker here, buddy. Blues or Jets?
I'm taking the Blues. This is a Jets team that is very vulnerable right now. They've been dealing with injuries all year long. By the way, Bufflin, Trouba, Josh Morrissey. Those are two other guys that play defense for them, who've also been struggling with injuries. So when you have a top line where you have Shen, O'Reilly, and Tarasenko from St. Louis, they can go and take care of the Jets, who do not have their second line going like they have in the past. Laine's having a down year, and if he can't figure it out, the Jets aren't going to have secondary scoring enough to overcome Jordan Binnington, who I might as well be Paddington the Bear, because who knows where that guy came from.
All right, well, I lost out on that one, unfortunately. I'm a little disappointed, but I'll take it.
So will most of Winnipeg.
Attaboy, attaboy. All right, well, that's going to do it for our first turn around the bracket. Want to see how we predict the next one? Well, you're going to have to listen to the next show once these happen. We're going to go through this bracket step by step and predict as it goes. We'll see if we're right, see if we're wrong. It'll be entertaining for a couple of weeks anyway. So that's going to be that. Moving on. This one was interesting to me. I kind of liked it because I'm a fan of this guy. Miguel Cabrera is now officially in the top 30 for RBIs. I think we all said it at the start of this year. We all know this is not going to be a great team. They off to a little bit of a hot start, but you know, we all know that's going to probably fade off. But Russ, my question, and this is a real quick topic, but it's still one I wanted to get into a little bit. Mm-hmm. When he's done, when it's all said and done, the guy's going to be going to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best to do it. But what I want to know is, based on gut feeling and opinion alone, because we don't know how much longer he's going to play, we don't know what he's going to put up for the rest of his career. He could keep going the way he's been going. We could see the steady decline like we expect. When it's all said and done, where is Miguel Cabrera going to rank when it comes to all-time hitters?
Well, it really depends how many years he has left. I will say he's one of two active players that are in the top 30 for RBIs now. And only Lou Gehrig did it in as few of years as Cabrera did. So with 17 years being in the league.
Yep.
So if he gets another 5 years, hey, he's got a chance. His per game rates are very close to Hank Aaron's, which, hey, that's great company to keep. So if he can keep it up, but I worry about injuries. So I'll say tentatively he can sneak into maybe the top 20. But I don't know that his injuries let him get any higher.
Okay. All right. Top 20. That's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's...
No, that's a hell of a career.
Pretty nice class to be in. Me, personally, I do believe that he... Like you said, I think top 20s... I don't want to say it's the ceiling, but I think it's the expected ceiling. I think that's where we can be comfortable with him being. Because, you know, he's been doing this for a while. He's 35. If he plays till he's 40, I would be astonished. The guy's had so many injury problems over the last couple of years that you just can't expect him to make a, you know, miraculous turnaround and all of a sudden be super healthy for the final 5 years. But if he can do it, it'd be awesome. I would love to see him, because if you're going not on the stats, just on the opinion and the eye test, I think this guy is one of the most entertaining people I've ever seen play baseball. I mean, he's got an immense amount of talent. He just seems to always be having fun when he goes to the ballpark. And it doesn't hurt that the guy can hit the ball anywhere he needs to hit it on command, it seems. Anytime we needed a big hit out of him, he always seemed to come up with it. So we'll see what happens with it. But, I mean, you're talking about a Hall of Famer. Like, the guy is a lock to be in the Hall of Fame someday. It's just a matter of how much longer he wants to go for, how much more he thinks he can contribute. And, you know, fingers crossed he's here when this team turns the corner and starts playing good baseball and contending, because – to me, there's no one on the Detroit Tigers that deserves a ring more than this guy. He was there when we were good, and he's stuck around through the bad years. So it'd be interesting to see. Fingers crossed he can keep it going. All right, moving on to the last topic. It's actually why we have Erin here today. She's the golfer. She's the pro. She can give us the insight. And it's partly because Russ knows nothing about golf, and it's really entertaining to see what he comes up with.
What is a golf?
What is a golf? That's fair. It's a very fun pastime that I think you would enjoy being the guy who drives and drinks while we play golf. I think that would be a
great... I can drink.
I think you can do that. And you can give shot advice. I think that's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah,
so
you can take a tequila shot, right? That's one.
Yeah, that's definitely one. That's absolutely one. So we've been doing this now for the past year of the show. Whenever a major comes along, we want to pick who's going to win. We pick a favorite and a long shot. Long shot is anybody that's above 40-1 in odds. So, since he knows nothing about golf, I think it makes the most sense in the world to let him lead this off.
Oh, naturally.
And naturally. So, Russ, who is your favorite and who is your long shot to win the Masters that starts tomorrow?
Well, I've kind of lived by the statement of you dance with the Johnson that brought you. So I'm going to keep going with Dustin Johnson. And I actually did a little bit of research with this and did confirm he will not be staying at the same rental house where he had his infamous staircase incident years ago.
That's good.
So that's good. We don't have to worry about that. But sure, his best Masters finish was, you know, tied for fourth 3 years ago. But when it comes to playing in the bushes and plants, you know, each of these holes are named after, you know, I'm going to pick the Johnson to deflower them. That's what I'm sticking with.
Oh,
and can we confirm for a second, hole 16 is called Redbud?
I believe so, yeah.
Come on.
Par 3,
come on.
Yeah.
Johnson's definitely sinking it in that hole. He might have to overshoot it, you know, and approach it from the rear, but he's definitely getting Redbud good.
That's
my
terrible.
God. David Faraday Jr. over here.
Jesus.
What are you talking about?
It's all a big penis joke.
It is great. Well, but listen, you just did something that was phenomenal. But listen, I making another joke. I do not know if you're going to be able to finish. I really don't. Who is your long shot?
So I think I'm saying his name right. It's Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele, you got that one right. Actually, yep. That's very good.
40-1. I could say that I'm picking him because he has 4 PGA Tour titles and 3 top 6 finishes. His only 7 starts that he's made. But really, it's because the name Xander reminds me of Xandar from Guardians of the Galaxy. And Schauffele, the spelling of it reminds me of Stroopwafel, and that's delicious. And if you haven't had one of those, go try one immediately.
What is that?
Oh,
did he just sneeze?
It is a delicious German treat. Oh, it's like a waffle sandwich kind of deal. Oh, go find one. Go try one. Maybe I'll buy some for the next time I see you guys.
Does he play for the Sacramento Kings?
With both of them. It's fantastic. So, yeah, I'll take that long shot.
By the way, that was good, but that needs to be heard again.
Like, I want to have, like, a three-way with both of them.
That's how Jay feels about this. All right, so Dustin Johnson, Xander Schauffele, they are off the board. Cannot be picked.
Ooh, that's how we're doing it. I'm glad I went first.
Absolutely.
I did not have a backup plan.
You made some good picks. You did make some good picks.
Can I go next, please, then?
Yeah, you're going to go. Aaron, I would say of the remaining three, Aaron and I would probably be the most knowledgeable. So we'll let Jay go next. Jay, who you taking as your favorite? And by the way, if you don't have this amazing setup and analysis of your players like Russ did, I'm just going to be very disappointed.
Okay. All right, so my favorite, he got second place last year. He has 3 top 20 finishes this year. And at Augusta, he's got 4 in his last 5. Hang on a second. Oh, I missed that. Shit. Hang on. All right, let me just reset here real quick. Hang on. Second place last year, Ricky Fowler. I'm going with Ricky as my favorite to win the whole thing. Purely also on the fact that he's got some sick threads from Puma. His Thursday and Saturday outfits will both be camo, so I can support anyone who wants to wear camo on a golf course, and I'm going with Ricky Fowler as my favorite. And the one note I did have in there, I did not type it, and I cannot read it, so I cannot say it.
Oh, man.
all right. I want to know who your long shot is, but I first have to ask you.
Why are you the way that you are?
You literally took my winner. You took my favorite to win it. So, God, I hate you. Okay, who are you taking as your long shot, Jay?
My long shot at 50-1 odds, because he also has a sweet name, but he also won this event in 2017, would be Sergio Garcia.
Okay, Sergio, never a bad choice, never a bad choice. You do know that he dunked like 7 balls in the water last year, though, so probably not a great decision, but we'll go with it. The Spaniard is always possible. First major, it took him 70 years of playing on the PGA Tour to get a major, but oh well, is what it is. I'm going to regret this because it's just taken more names off the list, but Aaron, you're up. No Dustin, no Ricky, no Sergio, no Xander.
That's fine.
Who's your favorite?
I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy the Flow Fleetwood. That's never a bad choice.
Yeah. He's got a nice flow going, but other than that, this is going to be his 3rd appearance in the Masters. Finished in the top 20 last year, and he's been doing top 5 finishes, I believe, in the last 2, maybe last 3 events.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a good game going right now as he heads into the Masters, which is always a great thing. You know, he's a long ball hitter. Gets everything that you need to finish things up.
Tommy Fleetwood. Now, real quick, for those who are not golf fanatics, Russ, we're talking a flow like Paul Rowe in high school flow. This dude had it going flow.
Will he also be growing a playoff beard?
I think he's already got a beard. So, yeah, possibly.
Oh,
I think he already does.
Take him?
But now, my one call out. Are you comfortable, Aaron, taking a guy who has never won on the PGA Tour?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, Fleetwood comes off as a 20-1 odd. You're going a little low here on a favorite. Like there's some guys with better odds, but
doesn't mean they'll win.
All right, so you got to go below 40-1 now. Who are you taking as your long shot?
McDreamy. My
seriously,
Aussie.
Adam Scott, really?
Oh yes.
The actor?
Yeah, you would think.
His biggest issue is putting. And he keeps on messing with his putting over and over again. And, of course, the putt that made him the champion, I think, was it back in 2012?
13.
Oh, 2013. Oh, sorry.
Well, he
I'm pretty sure it was 12.
No, it was Bubba won in 12. He won in 13. Okay. Bubba won in 14. They Bubba bookended him.
That whole anchoring situation over mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, can't do that anymore.
No, but he keeps on messing with it. He's got a great long game. He can always have a good second approach shot into the green. It's just getting the ball in the hole. He can't get it in the hole. He can't.
That's a problem.
Common problem.
I was waiting for someone to go for it.
Exactly.
She sounds so knowledgeable about this. It makes me feel very, very, like, not smart.
But I'm going to say him because he's just... You know, an Aussie, he's gorgeous, he's from my homeland. Well, my...
Your ancestor's homeland, but still...
I'm 50% Australian, in case anyone did not know.
Did you know that's actually what he said when he won the Masters? When he made that big putt, he threw his hands up in the air and said, come on, Aussies, because he's the first Australian player to ever win a Master.
He was.
All right. That's a great long shot, though. A guy who's already got one, that's never a bad long shot. But I'm going to do you one better. My long shot has three green jackets.
And jumps 2 feet off the ground?
This is a game where you don't need to have vertical to do anything. All you got to do is be able to swing a club. If you've ever listened to this show, the times we've talked about golf, I've made it very clear there's one guy who I'm a very big fan of, and I'm going to stick to that. My long shot is Phil Mickelson. He's coming off at a 40-1. I went right at the cut line, right there. No wasted numbers. Phil, he's won three of these. He's playing not too terrible golf. You know, he's got a couple wins. He's got a win this year, one at Pebble. And he's just, every time you step on that ground, he's always a threat. When you get three of these, it means you've kind of figured out what's working and you've done this pretty well. Seeing as six is the number to beat, no one's ever going to beat it. And there's only a few people that have more than three, and it's a very limited group. So I'm going with Phil. Justin took my favorite. So I have to scramble a little bit here, think on my feet, not too great at that. So I'm gonna take the risk here. I'm not comfortable with it because he's got a terrible track record here. But I'm going to take the all-out favorite. Coming off at 7-1, I'm going to take Rory because Rory needs this win to finish the career Grand Slam when it comes to majors. He's got the U.S. Open. He's got the Open Championship. He's got the PGA Championship. Masters eluded him. He was in the lead a few years ago and just had a meltdown for the ages, one we've never seen since. So I'm going to take Rory as my favorite to do this and finally finish that career Grand Slam. Silently, I'm rooting for Ricky Fowler because he's my guy, but unfortunately, I'm not allowed to pick him. So that's where I'm going with this. Real quick, before it's all over, I have to give an applause to Russ, though, just eloquently telling us about these players, knowing absolutely nothing about them. It's just, it's great. It's phenomenal. I love it so much. Just love it.
I felt like I was at the hole that he was describing.
Pretty close.
I don't know if you ever want to get that close to that hole, Jay. I really don't. All right. That's going to do it for us here on Armchair Sports Talk. Tune in next week. We're going to, as the playoffs unfold, we're going to update these brackets, try to see how right we are about this stuff. But overall, great time. Our special guest today, Aaron Fuchik. Nice job, buddy.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll take my trophy home now.
We got to make you a trophy first. To the guy that knows absolutely zero about the NBA, and he proved it today, Justin Marcus. Thanks a lot, pal.
Hey, my shortcomings are your pleasure, and I'm all about it. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Just so eloquent. That was beautiful. For about the last 6 months, I've ended this show the same way every time when it comes to this guy, and I'm not going to change. Thanks to Russ Ivanek, he makes us sound a lot smarter than we really are.
Hey, just remember that a quick Google search and a dirty mind will get you plenty far enough in this life.
How do you think I got through high school? It's exactly the case. And as always, I am your host, Eric Dorsch. One small step for us, one giant leap back in Detroit sports broadcasting.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.